emotional fervor is somehow beneath him. There's a phrase in a couple of verses. I'm going to ask you to turn, first of all, to Isaiah chapter 9. There's a phrase, in, turns out, that's in three different verses in the Old Testament that has caught my attention at various times in the past, and I recently came across it in my quiet time and just been looking at it a little bit. The two occurrences in the book of Isaiah, and one of those occurrences is also found, same situation, same wording, in 2 Kings 19, where I was doing my quiet time when I came across it. So let's just read, if we could, here, first of all, in Isaiah chapter 9, and we'll start in verse 6. You'll think I'm jumping ahead to Christmas, but, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end, upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice from that time forward, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this." With that in mind, and you feel free to mark that if you'd like to, we're not going to be expounding it particularly, but if you'd go over to Isaiah chapter 37, Isaiah chapter 37, and this is the passage that is parallel with what I was reading in 2 Kings chapter 19, Isaiah 37, and let's read in verse 31. "And the remnant who have escaped of the house of Judah shall again take root downward and bear fruit upward. For out of Jerusalem shall go a remnant, and those who escape from Mount Zion. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this." Now, you notice the phrase that was the same in both of those passages in Isaiah, and also again is found in 2 Kings 19. "The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this." The word zeal, if you go to a Hebrew concordance dictionary, you'll find there that one of the definitions, one of the main definitions, is the word ardor, A-R-D-O-R. And I thought, well, that's not helping me too much. If I was trying to define ardor, maybe zeal would help me. But defining zeal with ardor doesn't help that much. But the word ardor means a great warmth of feeling, fervor, passion, intense devotion, eagerness, or enthusiasm, burning heat. I thought about that word. I thought about those synonyms, enthusiasm and passion. Now, that sense of warmth, that sense of heat that comes along with this word that speaks of the emotions. We read here that God is zealous. These aren't the only verses in the Bible that speak of the zeal of God, but I chose these particular ones because of the similar phrases that the zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. Our God is characterized by ardor. He is perfectly enthusiastic and infinitely passionate. Now, we think of some of these attributes, and we think of them on the human plane, and we may think, well, how could that be God? God can't suddenly get all excited about something or get angry about something. God's not like that. God doesn't change. God doesn't respond in those ways. But God is zealous. God is passionate. And again, His passion is perfect, and His passion is infinite, and His passion is always in just the right amount at just the right time. From these two, or you could say three phrases, if you want to count 2 Kings chapter 19 in there, I think we can conclude that God's passion is productive. That's the first thing I really noticed about this passion of God. And you might say it this way, God's passion accomplishes God's prophecies. Because in both of these situations in Isaiah, we had a prophecy. In Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 7, that one we're very familiar with, the prophecy that a throne is going to be established. In Isaiah chapter 8, Isaiah is prophesying about the coming Assyrian invasion of the, particularly of the northern regions of the Promised Land. And with that backdrop, Isaiah says, God's going to set up a kingdom. And he's going to have a ruler that's going to be on that kingdom, and he's going to be the Prince of Peace. This is the Everlasting Father, the Mighty God. This is the one on whose shoulders will be the government, and in spite of what seemed to be against all odds, God's prophecy will be fulfilled. And according to Isaiah, it's going to be God's passion, God's zeal, God's ardor that's going to bring to fulfillment what God has promised. In Isaiah chapter 37, in verse 32, we read here of a remnant escaping. The situation here is that Sennacherib has come with Babylon and the army against Hezekiah and the people of Judah, and particularly the people of Jerusalem, and his plan is to take that city. And against all odds, Isaiah prophesies, there's going to be an escape. There's going to be a remnant that's going to escape. Against all odds. Humanly speaking, this can't occur, but God's passion is going to be productive. God's passion is going to accomplish God's prophecies. I just want to, in the 3 minutes we have left, I want to mention three ways that God's passion, God's zeal, should affect our lives. Very simple, three things. First of all, God's passion should ignite our passion. God's passion should ignite our passion. If God is passionate about something, I should be passionate about that as well. If God is zealous, if God is enthusiastic about something, I should be enthusiastic about that as well. His passion should ignite my passion. His passion should set on fire my zeal. His passion should kindle His passion within me. And therefore, I should have a commitment to grow in intellectually and experientially knowing the heart of God. The mind of God and the heart of God are in perfect sync. There's not His mind here and His emotions here, as there may be with us at many times in our lives. God's not like that. We should yield ourselves. The Holy Spirit desires to develop within us an excitement, an enthusiasm, a burning devotion for the things that God is enthusiastic about. Not only the things that He prophesies, but all throughout His Word, whether it says He's excited or not, we know that God is enthusiastic about what He says. Secondly, not only should God's passion ignite our passion, but God's passion should ensure our peace. God's passion should ensure our peace. You see, God's passion is productive. And that productivity is my insurance policy that God's purposes and God's plans are all going to be accomplished. So I don't need to worry. That's easy to say, Mark. I don't need to be afraid. Oh, simple for you to say. I don't need to doubt. Well, keep saying it, Mark, but it's not going to make it real. But you see, God is zealous. God is passionate. He's going to accomplish what He has said He's going to accomplish. Therefore, I can let go. And I can have peace. Because in His zeal, He will do what He has told me in His Word that He will do. And I can trust Him. When He says that everything's going to work together for good to those who love Him and are called according to His purpose, I can let go of those fears. I can let go of those worries. I can let go of those doubts. His passion should ensure my peace. And thirdly, God's passion should influence our path. God's passion should influence our path. My daily life, the way that I live, should reflect what God is enthusiastic about. The pathway of my life is determined not by only an hour on Wednesday night, or an hour or 2.5 hours on Sunday morning, or an hour or whatever on Sunday night. It's not only, that's a big part of the pathway of my life, but that's not all of my life. 24/7, that's the pathway of my life. That's the pathway of your life. And God's passion should influence the way that I live my life, or the passions that characterize my life. If you read Our Daily Bread this morning, or today, or tonight, at some point, I think the question was, what is your passion? That caught my eye when I saw that. He's not going in the same direction here, but it does speak there. Is it that Shelby Cobra that he talks about in the devotional? Maybe it's something else. What am I passionate about? Are the passions that characterize my life, are they the passions that characterize God's life? May the zeal of the Lord, the passion of God, overflow from His life to our lives and overflow out of our lives as we fully yield to His heart. Let's pray. Father, thank You for our time together tonight. Lord, we believe that You are zealous about us coming together to pray. You've told us to do that. You've shown us the pattern of Your people throughout the Scripture who gathered to corporately pray. We know that You are zealous about our prayer time. Father, we know that You are zealous about us coming together to remember Your Son, to come together to fellowship with each other and to share our lives, to come together to hear Your Word and to feed on Your Word. Father, we know that You are passionate about our individual lives and the time that we spend alone with You. We know that You are passionate about the time that we spend with our spouses, with our children, with our parents, with our siblings. Father, we know that You are passionate about the times that we get together and spend time with other believers. We know that You are passionate about the time that we spend with unbelievers, seeking to be a shining light for You and to allow Your love to overflow from our lives and our lips to them. Father, we know that You are passionate about how we do our jobs. Father, we know that You are passionate about how we treat our neighbors. Father, the ones who live close to us and the ones who live around the world. Father, we know that You are passionate about our faith in You and believing that You will do what You have said that You will do. Father, it's our privilege to be united to You. Father, that Your zeal can truly encompass our lives by the Holy Spirit who lives within us. And we plead with You, Lord. We want our lives to be characterized by Your passion. Father, we cannot do that in ourselves. We cannot make that somehow a part of us. You must do that work as we yield ourselves to You. So, Father, we would seek to do that tonight. Thank You that Your zeal will accomplish Your work. And Father, that gives us peace. And Father, that ignites our passion. And Father, we pray that it would truly influence the way that we live our lives moment by moment. Thank You for these brothers and sisters. Thank You for this time of prayer and devotion. In the name of the Lord Jesus, amen. Amen. May the Lord encourage you.